Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A lot of moving parts here, including the fact that we still don't know where the president is on this. Giving us some background now, telling us where he is, Congressman Jody Heiss joining us, 10th District Republican Jody Heiss. Thanks for your time this morning.
Great to be with you, Tim. Let me just say a shout out. Happy Valentine's Day to my wife and daughters. Great day.
And on behalf of men everywhere, thanks for the reminder. Got to get busier. I saw a tweet from Congressman Tom Graves overnight. He doesn't support this compromise. Where are you on this?
Hey, Tim, I don't support it either. Listen, it came out last night while we were all asleep. We wake up this morning to discover nearly 1,200 pages of a bill that we're expected to vote on this evening. This is a deal that was done behind closed doors. The Democrats promised we'd have at least 72 hours to look over it before reading it. That's not going to happen. It is not even touching the tip of the iceberg from the crisis, the emergency that we're facing on the southern border. And, you know, from what I'm learning of it so far, there's no way I could support this.
Okay, absent that, here we go again, another partial government shutdown. Are you prepared for that?
You know, I don't think it's going to go to that, quite frankly. I think the Democrats are going to support it, and it's going to pass. I don't see that. But here's the thing to me, Tim. We're facing a time where the President of the United States is doing everything he can to try to secure our borders, try to secure our country, and yet again, Congress has failed. And I think that this is putting the president in a position where he likely will sign it, but then he's going to be placed in a position where he has no choice but to take action on his own and try to continue whatever he needs to do to build the wall.
Congressman Jody Heiss with us. I'm seeing this just now. This is totaling up the cost of illegal immigration and breaking it down by states. I don't guess it would surprise any of us to see that California, far and away, has the highest cost, $21.8 billion, followed by New York at $9.5 billion, Texas, Florida, Illinois, New Jersey, Arizona, and Georgia, almost $2.5 billion, the estimated annual cost of illegal immigration in our state. Nationally, something on the order of $84 billion. I mean, just throw those numbers out there and get your take on them.
Wow, that's stunning. I haven't seen that information. But, yeah, so you look at that $84 billion this is costing us. What is $5.7 billion to correct it, or to correct most of it? To me, inexcusable. It's another example of the Democrats absolutely refusing to do what needs to be done to secure our borders and to secure the American people. And what is so difficult to understand that we need secure borders? This is not rocket science, and I can't for the life of me figure out why there has been such an unwillingness to deal with the issue, other than the fact that their hatred for the president is so intense that they're unwilling to do what is essential to help secure our borders.
Gun bill passing in a House committee anyway that would expand background checks on gun buyers. I think probably an academic exercise. Whether it passes the House or not, probably won't pass in the Senate. What do you see happening here?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a big battle that not only are we going to face now, but for the next couple of years. And the thing is, we already have background checks. The issue is going to come on the universal background checks that is going to potentially be a huge problem for individual rights and liberties, and you being able to pass a gun on to your family members and that type of thing. So, you know, that is the beginning of a battle that not only is starting now, but we're going to see much more of this in the following months and the rest of this Congress.
I'm watching just now Congressman Jody Heiss. I have the Fox News channel on my newsroom monitor in here. There is the Minnesota Congresswoman, Ilhan Omar, and some of what she has been saying, some of what she has been tweeting in recent days. I think to most of us, and this I think would be true or should be, irrespective of where you are on some party line divide here, what she is saying very, very concerning in terms of, I'll just call it what it is, anti-Semitism. What do you want to have happen? What should happen here?
You know, it just is alarming, and I use your word with that, is very disturbing and alarming to me, the same thing, and to have her serving on the Foreign Services Committee, it just doesn't appear to be the proper committee for her to be on. I think the leadership of the Democrat Party needs to come down hard on this and put a stop to it. There is no place for anti-Semitism in this country, and especially on a committee as important as that. I think it's time for Pelosi to step in and take some action in this regard, and I hope she will.
Congressman Jody Hines, I guess you're looking forward to casting a yes vote on the Green New Deal there.
Oh, mercy. That's another example of a Democrat Party that's out of control. Here's a Green New Deal that is going to do away with airplanes, do away with the fossil fuels. It's never ending. Pay for people who are unwilling to work. We have dealt with this in a committee hearing just yesterday. And, you know, I applaud McConnell. I will say this over in the Senate. I think it's the right thing to force the Democrats to say where they stand on this bill. This is just revealing politics and ideas that are filled with impossible fairyland dreams that will never be possible to achieve and would put our country at a massive disadvantage if we went there. So it's just unbelievable that it's coming up, and it's certainly not going to go anywhere, but I think it would be wise to put Democrats on record.
Congressman Jody Hines, thanks for your time this morning.
Always good to be with you, Tim. Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.